The firstborn.
Firstborn, first one up.
What's that mean?
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
And here we are on your interweb. Another waste of a podcast, a special edition. Mikey, what episode is this?
Six.
This is episode number six, special edition, because Adam couldn't be here on Sunday, so...
That's right. I'm back.
But Adam is back. He has yet to listen to the Cody episode, but he was... that was enough to make him be like, we need to do this. He didn't want to be left out.
Just to know that they did this without me, I mean, I knew. I was like, oh, I got to get back in.
So here we are. We're back.
You know what we should do for this show? You should just play the podcast and let me listen to it.
Play last week's podcast?
Yeah, just play it right now, and I'll critique it, or I'll add my own little comments.
I thought about it. I was going to do that for Sunday if we couldn't get your own comments for Sunday. If we couldn't get any other host, I was going to play Mikey and I's first test podcast.
And
just play that as a best of.
A best of. Wasn't it another waste of a podcast, 0.0?
That was 0.0, yes.
Yeah.
And then the second test was 0.5. Right. Or 0.05. Right. Until we got to point number one.
That's right.
So here we are. It's a Wednesday for us, and it's late. It's a late one. We started late, so because some of us have jobs to do.
Mm-hmm. We all actually have jobs now to do.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done, all of us.
Yes. See,
people in welfare, it's not hard to get a job.
If the three of us assholes have jobs.
Mikey works one day a week.
Mm-hmm. 2 days I work.
Is that it?
Yeah, because I'm... Because I haven't been there for 20 years like this other guy.
Oh, right. So you get screwed over.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool, though, because like, I make... Not to brag, but I make... I mean, if I was working like a part-time... 6-hour-an-hour job, I'd be making as much as I did working 30 hours than I do here working like one night, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Plus, I can come back whenever I want to, so.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like coming out for the weekend, you just be like,
I can go home in about a week or so, and then he can come back. You know, all he has to do is call.
Yeah, I gotta call him 4 weeks in advance, and I'm...
That's it?
Yeah.
Of course,
badass.
Of course, he's not gonna stay here, so.
No. Dave's mother is weirded out that I'm staying here.
She is?
Yeah. She made some comments. Not to me, but she made some comments
on
Dave
Facebook
and Sarah.
Or?
I guess they were talking to Dave and Sarah, and then Dave and Sarah relayed the message to me accidentally.
Okay. All right. Spill the beans, Dave. So I hope your mom's not listening, because Mike is going to...
She doesn't know how to use a computer. She's old and crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
So what happened?
She just keeps asking when Mikey's leaving.
I
don't think she understands why he's here or why this dude is living in our guest bedroom.
Huh?
She wants him to be gone. I don't
know. You should have said, because his parents just died. and then hang up the phone.
Right.
No, but Sarah's...
He has 4 months to live.
Sarah's folks were like, does he have a family? Because they felt
right?
bad for. They didn't understand. They also didn't understand why he was here and like why he just moved to Florida and he keeps moving from place to place. Does he have a family? Is he okay?
People don't understand being adventurous and traveling and moving around and experiencing life.
Being a
settling down.
Being a vagabond.
But
so when you're going back to Chicago, right?
Yes, I'm moving back. I'm leaving here probably maybe like late next week sometime. I'm going to go to St. Louis for a couple of days, and then off to Chicago.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, I got a place lined up.
And how long in Chicago?
At least throughout the summer, because I like it there in the summertime, so it's nice.
Are you doing the ha-ha up there? Doing some
comedy? I'll get back into stand-up up there.
Ha-ha.
So it'd be fun. Ha-ha. And then I believe I'm thinking about it. Because my 30th birthday is in August, August 12th to be exact. I think that week I'm going to do a show in St. Louis and record my first and only ever comedy album.
That's not true.
Well, seriously?
Yeah, I'm gonna record it, have it produced really well, and release it on iTunes.
So, good for you.
Yeah.
And once he does that, I'm going to release his...
You will not do that. I don't give you permission to do that.
It doesn't matter. I already have it. I'm going to release Mikey's first comedy album.
What?
Yeah, he has a comedy album. He already came out. He did, but we never released it. And I'll release that on.
It's a half hour set I recorded back in spring of 2007. It's good, but I'm just really drunk throughout it. I'm kind of screwing at the audience, but.
He's real mad at everybody.
Dave insists on putting it on iTunes. I don't want it there because if people go to search my name for the actual one, they're going to come across that
They'll
one.
Find the shitty one. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. And that's why Dave doesn't understand that. I don't want that on
They
there.
Put it on YouTube instead.
Oh, no, I do understand it, and I'm still going to do it.
That's...
Oh, David.
Sorry.
That's rude.
That's super rude.
I'm going to be... It's his album was called Unicorn Kisses and Rose Wishes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the one I'll know not to buy.
Yes, and it's got two unicorns as the cover. It's got tracks such as The MC Doesn't Even Know My Name.
Which he didn't.
Track number two, Fuck Cops. Mm-hmm. Track number three, Fuck Old Navy and Bionic Arms. Track number four, Some Story About Chicago. Track number five, Fuck Growing Up. Number six, I'm Gonna Be the Worst Father. Number seven, Moses, Fucking Get With It. Number eight, Waiting Tables is for the Birds.
I'm guessing
that's what it is. I ran out of space, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Number nine, The Time I Fucked Up While... Wait a minute. I got to see what this is. Nope, it's not there. The Time I Fucked Up While... I don't know. Number 10, this is where I start to get...
I think it's very, very drunk.
Very drunk. Track 11, I Love St. Louis. Kidding. And track number 12, I Can't Believe You Are... Let's see.
Oops. I think it's called I Can't Believe You're Still Listening to This. Dave, I'll make a deal with you. If you don't play this at all during the podcast, whenever I release this album, I'll make Unicorn Kisses a bonus CD. That comes with it.
It comes... All right.
So it's two albums for the price of one.
So I you don't want me to play this at all now?
No, because it's... I would like to go through it and listen to it first to make sure which ones I want you to play.
I really love the beginning. It's a whole minute long of the MC trying to introduce Mikey, but he doesn't know Mikey's name.
And the reason he doesn't know my name is because he is a arrogant African-American comic.
Where were you doing this at?
This is at Laughs.
Oh, fuck. Please, let him... Can he play at least the first part? Just so I can listen to that minute of this dude. Who was it? Darius Rucker?
No. From Hootie and the Blowfish? No. It was this guy named, like, something...
Was it D. Lee or something?
No, it was, like, D. Lee's cousin or something. I don't know what his name was, but it was something... It was something easy to remember, unlike, apparently, my name, which is hard to remember.
Mike Maker. Oh, shit, what?
And I remember before the guy asking what his name was.
Oh, he asked me, because... When that was recorded, that was the fourth show that weekend. That was the last Saturday show, so he had all weekend to learn my name, and he didn't do it. Couldn't do it.
Closed down now, isn't it?
Yeah, he didn't.
All right, so you want to hear
is
this?
That place down?
What's that?
Is that place closed down?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nothing now. I think it's empty.
Adam, I just realized something.
What's that?
I could play this, but you won't hear it.
But I won't hear it. Then fuck it. Don't play
it. I'm not going to do it. All right, Mike, you're lucky.
Next time we'll transfer it to that computer and we'll play it.
I duly apologize to everyone. We built it up,
and then we let it down.
And we let it down. We let you down.
Well, you know what? I got pulled over on St. Patrick's Day.
That's what I was about to bring up. I want to hear because
especially since you of all the fuck the cops thing.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say because track two is fuck cops. I want to hear your fuck the cops story.
Yeah. So it's St. Patrick's Day, right, where I go out with the cast from the show that I'm directing afterwards, and we go and get pizzas, and we're just kind of hanging out.
Fun.
And then we decide, you know, I'm like, I had three beers, I think, a Blue Moon and two Bud Lights in a matter of, like, 2.5 hours. So I was like, all right, I'm going home. And I told everybody, be careful. There's probably lots of cops out. Yeah, famous last words, right?
Right.
So I'm going, like, 75 down 270. It's a 60 there, so I'm going 75. I'm moving pretty good, sober as hell. And then the lights start flashing, so I was like, all right. So I pull over to the side of the road, and he comes up, and he's like, hey, pulled you over because you're going a little fast. I'm like, yeah, and I had already had my license and insurance out, and I handed them to him. And he's like, have you had anything to drink? And I was like, yeah, I've had a couple beers. And he was like, okay. He's like, I'm going to need you to get out of the car. And I was like, oh, here we go. So I go I get out of the car, and he's like, stand by the tire right there. So I'm standing by the wheel of the car. You know, I'm standing, and he's like, I got to clear some spot out for you. So he makes me get in the cop car, and I sit in the cop car, and he, you know, does the finger test where he's got to put it in front of your face, and he's like, now follow it with just your eyes and don't turn your head.
Right.
So I'm following the finger and all this kind of stuff, and then he's like, all right. And it seems like he's doing it for like 10 minutes. I'm following this finger around. I'm like, I get it. And then he's like, all right. And he gets the breathalyzer machine out, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gets the tube out that you have to blow into, and it's in like a sanitary package, right?
Now, did you? I'm gonna stop you. Did you? Did he ask if he could do the breathalyzer, or did he just bring it out?
Nope, just did it.
Okay,
just did it. And so, he takes this tube out in the sanitary package, and he's like, "All right, as you can see, I'm opening this the package. It's still sealed. No one has touched it. No one has been into it." He says this, and then grabs the tube with his bare hands.
Nice.
I was like, what? And then he puts it on there, and he's like, all right, now I'm going to need you to blow into this. And I'm just like, what? You know, I've heard this is like, it sounds like some cheesy gay porno.
Right.
He's like, so you need to inhale a lot and then blow. And I'm just sitting there just thinking, oh, come on. Stop saying blow. And he's like, and then I need you to blow into this for 8 to 10 seconds because you got to blow hard enough that it could, you know, get the reading. And he just kept saying blow over, you know, blow this over and over and over.
And I'm laughing,
everybody's like, are you nervous? And I'm like, I wasn't nervous at all because I wasn't drunk. And so then I blow into the thing, you know, for 10 seconds, and I was like, I used all the oxygen that I had in my lungs, and I was like at the end, you know, like as it was barely coming out. And then he, you know, he's pressing all these buttons on it, and he's like, well, you're not drunk. And I'm like, well, I could have told you that.
Right.
And he's like, but...
but you can suck a mean dick, probably.
Right. Yeah, you're not drunk, but man, blow into this.
So you got some lungs.
He then says, but since you admitted to me that you're drinking, I would rather you call somebody to come pick you up.
Yeah,
boo. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah. I was like, all right, fine. So I called my buddy Robert, who was like right behind me. Not right behind me, but
drunk.
He left the bar a little. No, he's completely sober. Crashing into the cop car. So he comes and picks me up, and then I get home. I'm just like, this is ridiculous. And so now I have to pay a ticket for going 75 and a 60. But it could be all right.
Could have been a lot worse.
I never took the breathalyzer, and I passed. I was pretty stoked about that.
Right, see, because I've been pulled over twice for drinking and driving, and I thought that the cops, I really don't remember, but I thought the cops, they kind of give you the option. Because they asked me, like, you can either blow into the breathalyzer or not blow into it, and we'll have to take you into the station.
Oh, he never said that. He just kind of pulled it out, like, here you go, this is what you're doing.
Yeah, because if you don't take the breathalyzer, you automatically are admitting.
Automatically go, right?
Yeah.
Which I didn't want to go sit in a drunk tank completely sober. You know how awful that would be? Sober in the drunk tank.
That would be uncool.
Everybody's like, what are you in for? And I was like, nothing. And they'd be like, falling all over the place and vomiting.
So is this your first time ever being pulled over for suspicion?
And having to do the breathalyzer? Oh, yeah.
First time? Okay, cool.
First time.
I've never been pulled over.
I mean,
over.
I've got pulled over for speeding and stuff, but never for... And he didn't pull me over because he thought I was drunk. The only reason he gave me the breathalyzer is because I said I had a couple beers.
You said you had a couple beers, okay.
And so then everybody's like, well, you never tell him he had anything to drink. I'm like, well, nobody ever told me that. I figured it'd be easier if I told the truth.
Right.
But, I mean, it was St. Patrick's Day. Let's face it. I got pulled over. I was getting the breathalyzer anyway.
Right.
Even if you were walking home.
Even if I told him I had nothing to drink, I was getting the breathalyzer.
So he didn't look at all the empties in your car?
No, and it was really funny because when he pulled over, he's like, do you know how fast you're going? I was like, I don't know. I'm fucking hammered.
Maybe that had something to do with it?
Well, maybe, but I told him I only had a couple beers after that, so.
Fucking. I've never been pulled over for drunk driving.
Yeah. Oh, don't ever say that. Knock on wood, Dave.
I don't drink and drive.
Oh, well, that's true. Well, you don't drink.
I hardly drink.
Right.
I hardly drink, so I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, it sucks. You think as soon as you're like driving and you're like drunk and you see those lights flash, you like my life is over. My life is over right now. Yeah.
Were you given a DWI, Mike?
No, I wasn't given a. Both times I got pulled over, I took the field sobriety. I have a great story for the first time, but I got out of it the first time. I was leaving Laughs and Landing after an open mic, and I was completely shit hammered. And I was going to drop off. I was dropping off a friend of mine that was going to this girl's house that I met on MySpace. And
nice.
What's that?
Nice.
Yeah. So I was driving down 40 to her house, and I was pretty drunk. I was swerving. And the cop pulled me over, and he gave me the whole test, and I did pretty well on it. And then he brought out the breathalyzer and was like, all right, either you blow into this, or you don't blow it, and we take you to the station. I'm like, fuck, so I blew into it. I blew like a .09 or something like that, so I was legally drunk. And he's like, all right, unless you can find somebody to come pick you up in 10 minutes, we're going to take you to jail. And I called the girl.
You were like, you got on the phone quick, right?
I got on the phone, and I called the girl who I was supposed to meet and had her come pick me up, and that was the last time I ever saw her.
Yep. Did you at least go to her house?
Yeah, we went to her house, and then we got in bed together. And then,
wait.
Well, no, I remember we went to her house, we got in bed together, we were like making out, and then I passed out in the morning. I woke up, and she was on the couch, and I was still in bed. And then she had to drive me to my car the next morning, and she didn't say a word to me. That was the last time I ever saw her. So. Don't drink and drive, kids. Do not drink and drive. Well,
because then you can't bang the girl.
Because then you can't have
MySpace.
Sex with the girl you met on MySpace 6 years ago. And then the second time I got pulled over, I was downtown. I was drunk when I was leaving Laughs, and
that was not a lucky place to leave.
Well, it is if you're sober. It's a lucky place. But and the reason I got the cops calling me because I was leaving the parking garage, and I didn't have a pass because I spent all my money at the bar. So I just kind of drove through the thing, and then they called the cops on me, and they followed me, and then they pulled me over, and I said that it wasn't my fault. I lost control of the car because my brake was screwed up, and then she gave me a breathalyzer and all that, and she's like, listen, you're pretty close to home. Just go home. I'm like, cool.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
Don't drink and drive, kids. Do not drink and drive.
I once got pulled over twice in the same night within 5 minutes of each other.
It was like for a taillight broken and speeding?
You know, it was for an expired license plate.
Oh. What?
And it was my birthday. And
were close to see that twice?
Yeah, two different cops. Two different.
Wow.
We were in Chicago. It was my birthday. My 21st birthday. My friend Amber was trying to take me to. We were meeting my friend Molly at a bar. And when we got to the bar, the bar was closed. It was like in the middle of the week, like midnight or whatever. So we're like, oh, screw it. We're going to go someplace else. So we pulled out of there and immediately got pulled over. For expired plates, and Amber goes, you can't give him a ticket, it's his birthday. And the guy was like, oh, okay. So we drove off, made a left, and got pulled over immediately by another cop.
Who gave you a ticket?
They didn't give me a ticket either. She just said, we just got pulled over, and it's his birthday. And they're like, oh, okay. So I went straight home after that and put the sticker on, which I had at home. I just did not put the sticker on the car.
Oh, because my birthday's next Wednesday, so that means I'm going to go and do some illegal shit and see if I can get out of it.
As long as it's your birthday.
Mm-hmm. It's my birthday. Well, all right. Keep snorting that cocaine.
Woo! I've only been taken to a police station once, but I was never arrested.
What did you get taken to the police station for?
I hope it's something really, really gross.
It's really stupid. I was going to Best Buy. And I was speeding through the parking lot, and Sarah's old Cutlass Sierra, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I got pulled over for speeding for going like 40 in a 25 or whatever in the parking lot. And when he pulled me over, once again, my license plate was expired.
Jesus,
this is a common occurrence for me. My license was expired, and my license itself was expired, and my insurance card was expired. So the officer's like, well, we're going to have to unpound your car. We're going to impound
unpound?
Well, it was pretty tempting. We're going to have to impound your car, and you're going to have to go to the police station. I'm like, okay. So I get in the back of the police car, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, crap, all my stuff's in my bag. So I asked the cop, I said, can I get my stuff out of the car? Because my keys and everything are in my bag. He's like, okay. So I go into my car, and I grab my bag, and I get back in the car, and I'm like, man, I could have a... I have a fucking
right,
gun.
You have a gun in there.
Yeah,
I have a gun full of drugs. But he let me in the car, and I'm freaking out because I don't know what's going to happen next. And I'm sitting in there in the back of the police car, and the lights are still flashing, so it's from the lights, so it's making me super nervous. And tow truck comes and tows my car away. He gets in the car, and he turns around and said, okay, here's what's going to happen. We're going to drive you to the police station. He said, it's going to be a $100 fine for your license plate and a $100 fine for no insurance. He goes, you can pay it when you get there, or you can, you know, call someone and, you know, and wait until they can bring the money, and then you can go. And I said, can we stop at the bank? And he goes, sure. So now I'm freaking out because I know that my personal bank account, I had like $6 in my account. But I knew I had
but
the
money. But insane, she had a shitload, so right. You're like, oh. Right.
I knew I had the money in the joint account, so, and he happens, and he pulls over to my bank.
Oh.
And he gets out of the car. He lets me out of the car. I go to the cash machine. I type in my numbers. I get my money out. He lets me.
What a stupid cop.
I know. He lets me back in the car. And we drive to the police station, and we pull up to the front, and he gets out, and he lets me out, and he goes, okay, you need to walk up that path up to the police station. I'll meet you there in 10 minutes.
What?
So I walk up the path, and I go up there. He goes and parks his car and does whatever he's going to do. He meets me in the lobby 10 minutes later. He gives me my tickets, and we go, and I paid, I don't know what I paid for them, and I paid for it, and I ended up having to call Sarah's brother, Austin, to pick me up, who he was literally, this was in Belleville, he was literally, he was crossing like the Martin Luther King Bridge going into St. Louis. He had to stop and turn around and come and pick me up. He picks me up.
Wait, so your car was still impounded even after paying the fines?
I paid the fine.
Oh, sorry, it was unpounded?
I paid the fine for, because it wasn't the impound fee.
Gotcha,
so,
okay.
So I had to go, so he takes me home, and I immediately, what did I do first? I think I called the insurance company and got them to email or to fax me a copy of my insurance card.
Right.
I had to call my father-in-law. He had to pick me up and take me back to the police station where I could show them that I had proof of insurance. They were able to let my car out of impound. I had to pay like the $95 to get my car out of impound, and then I took my car and I went straight to the bank where I got my sticker for my car, and then I went straight to the DMV 5 minutes before it closed and got my license renewed. A month later, I had to go to court, and I walk in there, and the judge was looking down and goes, Mr. Martinez, do you? Is your, you know, your license plate accurate now? And I'm like, yes, sir. And I handed him the paper. He goes, good, good. Is your driver's license renewed? And I'm like, yes, sir. Here it is. Show my license. He goes, and do you have a proof of insurance? I'm like, yes, sir. Here you go. Show my insurance. He goes, now, Mr. Martinez, this shows that you have insurance now. This does not show that you had insurance when you were pulled over.
I'm like, shut up.
I'm like, okay. He goes, can you bring in proof that you had insurance? I'm like, yes, I can bring in proof that I have insurance. He goes, okay, well, we'll schedule this for 1 month from today. I'm like, can I come in tomorrow?
And then your lawyer stops and says, Your Honor, here's four mailbags full of letters, all addressed to Dave Martinez. And then you're innocent. That's a Miracle on 34th Street joke.
Adam, you still there? Weird noises are happening.
Uh-oh. These are space sounds.
Hold on when we get back the call. In call. See, it was your crappy joke that made him hang up.
That wasn't. You think it wasn't my joke or the long story?
Hello.
There he is.
I lost you.
Yes. I told Mikey it was because of his bad joke.
What happened?
What was the last thing you heard?
Heard that the last thing that I heard was the insurance wasn't covering you at the time of.
Yes, my insurance was not covering me at the time of. So and then
I said and then Dave's lawyer came in and said, Your Honor, here are six mailbags full of letters, all addressed to Dave Martinez. See, Adam loved it.
He did.
I liked it. That's a good joke. No, Dave. No. Yeah.
Well, if only that were true. He scheduled me to come back 2 days later. I went to, I went home and I found my paperwork that showed that when I signed up for the insurance, I came back 2 days later and he goes, well, Mr. Martinez, this proves that you have been insured with this company from this time to this time, but it still does not prove that you were insured when you were pulled over. And I just went, And he goes,
how does that not prove it?
Well, because it just had my policy information. It didn't say that I was up to date at that time.
Oh.
So I went,
okay.
So I just exhaled real heavy. And he goes, but we'll just let it go by this time. So I ended up getting all my money back.
Good.
For both fines, because I was able to prove that...
That you actually had those things.
Exactly. And I was never actually arrested. I was never read my rights.
Well, you had no rights. You're not from this country. You're illegal.
I am very illegal.
That's true.
I was born in Evanstone.
I don't even know where that is in Mexico.
It's in Illinois.
Rare is the cops in Evanstone don't give a shit about anything, and they'll let you do whatever you want, because they're pushovers.
My friend Dan got pulled over once. We were playing car tag.
What?
It seems super dangerous.
It was, because it was nighttime.
Make cars together?
No, I don't even know how we invented this game. We were driving around this suburban neighborhood with our lights off in the middle of the night, trying to sneak up on our friends, and they would do the same to us whenever we caught them, and we ended up getting caught by a police officer.
Because
we were driving around, and we went to court, and I went with them, and the judge just went, sir, have you gotten your headlights fixed? And we both looked and we both looked at each other, and we looked at the judge, and we both said, yes. And goes,
yep.
All right, case dismissed.
Will you please promise me you'll stop killing people, and I'll let you go?
Yes.
Yes, Your Honor. Yes. That was craziest time in court ever.
I've never been arrested. Adam, have you ever been arrested?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I've been arrested.
For, trespassing or something?
Trespassing, yeah.
Was it trespassing?
Uh-huh.
What were you trespassing upon?
I was at Creve Coeur Park, and we were filming a video for my work. We went up this path.
Was this an Indiana Jones video?
Yeah.
I remember hearing this story.
Yeah. And so I went up this path on the side of this, waterfall thing at, Creve Coeur Park. And then the cops came up, and they were like, hey, what are you guys doing up there? I was like, not filming a video. And he's like, we got to come down. It's like, okay. And he's like, that's trespassing to go up there. And I was like, well, there's a path there. So I figured we could go down the path. And he's like, no, that's a deer path. And I was like, a deer path? And he's like, yeah, that's where the deer go. And I was like, okay. And he's like, so wait right here. And then he comes back and he goes, well, we could take you in, but we're not going to take you in. We're going to arrest you, but let you go right now. And so I was like, what? there's a path over there. And he's like, I told you, sir, that is for the deer. And I was just
are you
like,
sure it wasn't a cop, but it was a deer in cop clothing?
It was. Now that I think about it, he really had a long nose.
The antlers tipped you off?
Antlers, yeah. And so then even though they didn't bring us in, we were actually arrested. And if you were to look at my, if you were to run a criminal background check on me, or any police that look up my record right now, that'll show that I was arrested on whatever day, even though I was acquitted or whatever you would call it.
Man, I want to pay to run a criminal background test on you.
Arrested for trespassing.
On a deer path.
Right. Stay off the deer path. Oh, I was so pissed.
It doesn't happen every day, so at least you had a good story.
It is, at least, right, yeah, good story.
Mikey, you never arrested?
Never arrested, no. Yeah. The only time I came close to being arrested was when I was drinking. I mean, I was in cuffs whenever I got pulled over that one time for drinking and driving. That was never,
yeah.
I wasn't processed or booked or any of that. I just got a ticket and that kind of stuff. I think it would be cool to be arrested for something
something lame like trespassing.
Yeah, like something like where I get to stay in a jail cell overnight. I used to think that'd be awesome.
I did never
to get busted for something.
Well, have a few more drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Have a few more drinks. Get back in the car.
There you go.
Deal.
Adam Grun.
Because you'll really get arrested. No insurance and drinking.
Yeah. Not even my car.
Right, you're done. Just tell them it was stolen. You'll be fine.
There are...
I mean, you'll go to jail, and then Dave can just say it wasn't stolen. He was drunk.
It does not have any records for you in criminal searches.
You looked it up?
I did.
Well, that's been, right, that's what I'm saying. You have to look at it on the police, like if when a police run it.
Mm.
Because I was never charged, like the lawyer at our work took care of it.
Oh.
Yes.
I wonder if I'm in here.
I wonder if it, like if it did, yeah, type in Dave Martinez. I'm sure a lot of people, a lot of felonies.
There'd be 10,000
yeah.
Dave Martinez's.
Now, will that stay on your record permanently, or will that, like, after 5 years?
It'll stay there with, like, I mean, like, if you were to, like, if I apply for jobs and stuff, and it and they only ask if you've ever been charged with a felony.
Nope. I have no record.
And, like, you have to have been, like, gone to court, and they charged you with it. Like, we went, and our lawyer sent all these letters and all, did all this kind of shit. They got it dropped down to littering or something like that.
Man, you're bad.
So that was
litterer.
The only thing I was ever charged with. But if when the police do that run, they kind of have like a list of all the shit you've been pulled over for and stuff. So like they would see that I was arrested.
You're a bad litterer.
I am a badass mother.
Shut your mouth.
I'm only talking about myself.
This one wants me to pay $17.95 in order to get your record.
Oh, not worth it, Dave.
I'm not going to do it.
Because this is
going
to yeah. say... trespassing. And he wasted $17.
Right. Right.
Adam's telling you for free.
On something I could have just told you.
Yeah.
It's not as cool as reading it.
I think another
You're
cool...
right.
Another
Having
cool,
proof.
Another cool reason to get arrested would be to get a mugshot and then have that be my whatever profile picture.
Your album cover.
That would be fucking great. I need to get arrested for something stupid like a trespassing or... Like fireworks possession, like in a
oh yes,
somewhere where I get like a mugshot, but doesn't like
right.
nothing.
Right.
Okay, I've got something. Adam Grun, 32. Yep. Well, then you've got a record. Associated names: Adam Grown, Gron.
Do you remember using the Adamwgron?
What do you mean I have a record?
I don't know. It's just this is. I'm gonna view the details.
It says Adam Grun, associated names: Adam Grown, Flat Top. Stooge and Prune Face. Does any of those ring a bell?
When do we kill Dick Tracy?
30 seconds, no more Dick.
30 seconds,
no more Dick.
No, it doesn't give me anything. It wants $7.95 to continue. But it does have all your relatives here.
Thank God.
I can have more. Nope, I can't even look at more relatives. That's crazy. Mikey was just watching Dick Tracy.
Yeah, well, I watched Dick Tracy. I love that movie.
I love that movie, dude.
Dave doesn't like it. Dave thinks it's bad.
I hated it.
Oh, I love it.
It's great.
I absolutely love it.
All the characters. And I remember whenever it came out, I was really into it. And then they started showing on TV the original Dick Tracy cartoon. Remember
yes, that? I used to watch it.
Yeah, it was great. And then what they would do, because it was on whatever channel it was, they would have contests where you call in and be like the 11th caller, and you would win a Dick Tracy radio watch. But
yes.
I never got to win one of those.
Me neither. I tried.
Holy. But now I can just buy one online probably, like through Amazon.
We should get radio watches.
Oof, that'd be fun.
I found myself. Look at all the cities I lived in.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but what are the alternate names that you have?
I don't have any alternate names.
Why do I have one?
88 Keys is one of his alternate names. The Blank and the Mumbles.
and little Face.
Little Face.
That's crazy. It just has my parents. Ridiculous.
I would love to have one of those panda bear
water coolers. Yes.
Yeah, drink dispensers. I think it was a panda bear, a bear, or some sort of bear.
There's a polar bear. Wasn't
it? A polar bear. Yeah.
What was that?
It was when they were trying to get the information out of Mumbles. They had the hot light on Mumbles, and he's like, "Oh, people did it." And then they're like, you want to drink Mumbles? And they had this like panda bear or polar bear. They had like a nozzle and it had water in it, like ice water to get the Mumbles. And then they took off the bear's head and there was like a tape recorder thing. Taping, and they slowed it down. And then they slowed it down until Mumbles was saying, "Big boy did it. Big boy did it. Yep. Big boy did it.
Yeah.
Big boy did it.
Big boy did it."
God, those poor villains, they were born with deformities and speech impediments.
I know. No wonder they were terrible
and
people.
Just used as stooges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They may have, could have done other things in life, but they were just used.
I doubt.
No?
They were just... Well, what could Littleface do?
Except...
He had a little face.
Except, he did have
except,
a very little
except
face.
Play poker and get shot 5 seconds into a movie.
Exactly, and that guy that looked like a rat.
Yeah, well, his,
what's his name?
Hit, the Rodent.
The Rodent. Wow. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
I'm trying to think if there was the Rodent. I don't know, but that first scene, I know there was Littleface. There was
the guy with the crazy look of lips.
That was Lips Manless.
No, that was the boss. But there was another guy that was in the
oh yeah,
he almost in the beginning. Fish face or something.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, what a waste of even having those people in there.
Yeah, they could have.
Well, they
I
were...
mean, I wanted to hear Littleface's voice.
Littleface.
I think he does speak. I think in the beginning when the cameras kind of pan in.
Does he? Okay.
Yeah, you hear him say, "Let's get on with the game." Or something.
He's got a fucking tiny face.
Yeah.
My lord.
Big fat head.
Well, I wonder if it's his face that's tiny or his head's just way too big.
Oh, yeah, I wonder.
Dave typed a Google endless search of lips, Dick Tracy, and it's nothing but porn. That's popped up.
Not a
oh, and then there's the popular villain we just saw, a cum shot. The other popular Dick Tracy villain.
Spooge face.
Oh.
Rim job.
There's DP, who's a really he holds two guns. That's why they call him DP. Al Pacino's best work, I think.
it was
oh yeah, of course.
He did some deep character work in this picture. I don't think this and Scent of a Woman are there is his two top movies, I think.
Oh yeah, I mean ever. Yeah.
Ever.
I mean, nobody even talks about Scarface. Like, last time I watched Cribs, all the rappers had Dick Tracy posters.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
And they're like, this is my boy.
Influence. You know, influence.
When we first moved into this house and I was, we were going out someplace, someone was throwing out a bunch of stuff and they had a giant Scarface, like, mirror poster in the trash.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm like, Sarah, I've got to take that. Yeah. She's like, we don't need a Scarface poster in the house.
Oh, yes, you do.
I should have done it. I didn't.
Are you supposed to be inspired by anything? You don't have that Scarface mirror.
He's my inspiration.
Looking
back at you. Right. I mean, he worked his way up from the ghetto.
He's Scarface.
But
alack, no.
Oh. That sucks.
Yeah, well, you know, I live.
Oh, yeah. I mean, certainly life goes on, but life goes on now without a Scarface poster.
And Life Goes On was a television show.
Oh, bloody.
We have 6 people who like us on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm getting... there's got to be something new besides Facebook out there, right? Because Facebook is pretty played out.
No.
What's next, Adam?
Being in the internet world that I am,
yes.
I have no...
I'm ready to go back to MySpace.
I want to go.
No, don't.
I want to go to a site. Well, I want to start. If I knew how to work computers, I want to start a site like a social networking site like Facebook. Where you make comments and stuff, but you can't do any of this other bullshit that goes along with it, like
Farmville and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
That Farmville and that fucking. This person sent me a hug. It's like, how old are you? You're 35. It's like the shit that belongs in your like locker in junior high school.
I'm getting sick. I'm getting sick and tired of people who are posting I want everyone to post this on their page for at least one
yes.
hour,
yeah.
And I know the people who aren't going to do it.
I love the it's like 85% of people.
I always want to say me.
Yeah, I want this is stupid. This is insulting. Like, get off
you're
your
right.
ass. Off
I,
your couch.
Not,
my wish is for cancer to be cured in the year 2011. Yeah, your wishes
if
and
yours
hopes.
Is too, put this as your status.
Yeah, I'm going to donate money to the Cancer Society instead of wishing and hoping. For free.
Here's a deal, too.
Because I bet the Cancer Society would rather have your money than all those wishes and hopings.
Exactly.
Unless you had somebody, and I'm being honest, unless you had somebody in your family dying of cancer, your wish would not be to cure cancer for 2011.
There's a lot of other things.
Yeah, odds are something else you'd rather wish for.
Yeah, you'd rather wish for a lot of money or...
Well, and Mikey and I were talking about this the other day about, and I'll bring it up, about, you know, the tsunami and earthquake victims. And everyone,
God, Dave was laughing his ass off.
No. Well, I was not. But with everyone putting on their Facebook page, you know, we hope and we need to pray for the tsunami victims and pray to God. And my only thought is, but wasn't this God's will?
Yeah, it was an act of God.
Wasn't it God's will to do this tsunami? Who are we to pray against God?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if you believe in God, you need to just accept what He did and be like, you know what, this was God's will.
Yep. Yeah, because if it is God's plan, which whatever, I mean, if it is, it is. He's getting all these prayers. He should be like, listen, you'll thank me whenever the world's over. It'll all make sense, you know.
You'll look back on this and say, you know what, that God knows what He's
talking
about.
Yeah, He knew what He was doing. Yeah.
If there was a God.
Yes. It's like a really like strange improv game. It's like, all right, this person can only say words with this letter, but this person can only say words with this letter. It's weird, but it makes sense in the end. And then when it pays off at the end, you're like, oh, okay, that makes perfect sense. I'm glad we sat through that.
And that's how it was. I'm glad we sat through that.
Yeah.
Thank God we sat through the tsunami.
Or another explanation is, have you guys ever played SimCity?
Yes.
Yeah. Whenever your city gets fucking boring, you kind of just start natural disasters.
Like, yeah, all that's at once. Right.
Yeah, maybe guys just...
Oh,
bored.
Look, here comes a tornado.
Yeah, here's a Bowser from one end, and then there's a tornado, and then a flood.
A Bowser?
Yeah, there was on SimCity, there was like, because it was made by the same people who made Mario. And there was one of the five disasters, like a, you know.
Disasters was a Bowser?
Yeah, it was like a little Bowser, like he tramps through the city and knocks all the buildings over and starts fires.
Oh, leave it to the Chinese.
Yeah.
Now, mind you. I do hope that the things stabilize in Japan. I am not against the Japanese in any way, and I'm not for people suffering. I just don't think the Facebook is the way to get things accomplished.
No.
That bothers me.
Giving my status to the cause of tsunami relief is not going to make them any more money.
Yeah. Anytime people ask you to put that in your status, it's like I really, like you said, I'm from now on I may just post no status.
Yeah.
When they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No status today.
Right. We'll do the anti that. Just remove our stati.
I'm not putting a status up.
And I was saying this, like how Dave was saying, like, there's always like, and 82% of people won't post this. Like, where is that stat? How are you calculating that? How
well,
do you know that
85% of all stats are made up on the spot.
Right, yeah, yeah. Like the one I just made up the 82%. But it's usually
something
like
made
that.
Up the 65.
Oh, nice. 10% of the people out there are going to download this.
That's right. And 85% of the people know that.
Anybody watch How I Met Your Mother?
No, nobody
watches.
Yes,
I love it. Ah. But I'm not up yet.
Mikey hates it.
I will, however, say that Modern Family is by far the funniest show on TV.
I can get behind that.
Modern Family is hilarious.
Unfortunately, I have not seen any of it. Is it, in your opinion, better or worse than Arrested Development?
Different.
Yeah, different.
They are so different.
Okay.
They're similar in some ways, but the style of the humor is very different.
Okay. Very original.
Yes, it is the funniest show on television currently, in my opinion.
And I enjoyed The Middle as well.
I haven't seen The Middle.
Yeah, it's fun.
But Modern Family is hilarious, and like the Mexican wife Gloria is hot.
That is true.
I mean, way hot.
I can't argue with that. What's her name?
I don't know, but it's Gloria in the show.
Let's see. Modern Family.
Yeah. Gloria.
Gloria.
She's hot.
Sophia.
I think it's Consuela, you know.
Consuela. Consuela vacuum. Cleaning supplies. Consuela cleaning supplies.
Sophia Vergara?
Oh, Dave, you're Mexican. Come on.
Oh, jeez. Everyone keeps expecting me to speak Spanish at work. It's terrible.
Oh, I'm sure. ¿Cómo estás? And you're like, there's the make your own candy bags over there.
We do that. And you know how it's such a mess. People always fill their bags and they leave them everywhere.
They do.
Do you eat free candy out of that when no one's looking? Do you kind of snag a gummy bear?
Nope.
You don't grab a Red Hot or something?
Nope. It's against the rules.
Really?
You can be terminated for it.
Immediately?
I don't know. Immediately, they'd have to see you, but nope.
Now, what if you, like, you were starving and you were just taking it for your wife and baby who hadn't eaten in days?
They would say this would not be sufficient nutrition for a wife and baby.
You're like, well, you're selling it here in the parks. If it's not sufficient nutrition, you should not sell it.
Then they'd say you should pay for it.
They got a point there.
You shouldn't steal. But I got,
got a point.
But in two different occasions, today and the last time I worked, my managers told me I was doing a great job.
Oh.
So that's a good thing.
Don't they say that to everybody their first day?
Well, the first time was... I was given this one section by myself, the whole toy section, and I was supposed to take care of it. And the manager comes up, she goes, "Do you think you can handle this by yourself?" And I looked around and said, "Do I have a choice?" And she goes, "Well, yes, of course you do have a choice. We can get someone to help you." I'm like, no, I can handle this myself. It's fine. So at the end of the night, when we were done, she came up to me and she goes, "Wow, you did a really great job over here. Thank you very much. You did a great job." I'm like, "Oh, thank you." And then today, I was helping a guest, and when I was done, the manager came up to me and she goes, "Wow, you're really great with the guests." She goes, "Have you ever been, you know, were you worked here before, right? Were you in leadership before?" I'm like, no, I worked at the stores. I was an assistant manager there." She goes, "Oh, okay, we need to get you a meeting with the area manager as soon as we can. So he needs to know more about you." I'm like, holy crap.
Oh.
Does he need to know that I was fired from my last job?
He probably does.
He probably does. I think I'll have to tell him.
Yeah, probably.
And then make sure you tell them that you quit your hotel job because the work was too hard.
I didn't quit. I have the opportunity to stay on as part-time, but I don't think I'm going to do it because it doesn't solve any problems. The main reason why I have to quit is because Mikey's leaving next week, and we lose our in-house babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, that's right.
So, and Sarah works at her other job 3 nights a week until midnight. And if I'm at my job until 12:30, 1:30 in the morning, we need a babysitter until at least, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Who's going to babysit till 1 o'clock in the morning? You know, it just became a
Who?
I don't know who. We don't know anybody.
Oh my God, that sucks.
So that became an issue. So now Sarah and I are just working opposite days. So and if there's a day we work on the same night, I'm trying to pick up a later shift. Like this one that I'm working till 2 o'clock in the morning, she'll be home before I leave to go to work. So it'll be okay. It'll work out.
Yeah, so it'll work out. Yeah.
And like the hotel job, I was leaving at 4 and she was getting off work at 5:30, so there was still like a 2-3 hour period where we need someone to watch the baby just right. For 3 hours, and you can't go to regular daycare because those all close at like 5 o'clock.
Right.
So it's just a mess. But yeah, I mean, and like, you know, in the hotel job, I can do it, and it wasn't ever a real issue of not being able to, you know, I was lifting chairs and moving tables and doing everything. The only thing I didn't like about it was tablecloths.
Ugh.
We had to put tablecloths down. They all had to be perfect, and I hated doing tablecloths. Yeah.
Wants to do that?
I could stack chairs and put chairs and set up tables all day long, but every time you make me do tablecloth, it's like. No, it's not right again. I have to mess it up and start over.
Right.
I got to mess it up, start over. I got to mess it up, start over. It's like, ah. And then I have to ask, can you do this for me one last time? I just need to watch it one more time.
Can you make that origami swan again? I don't know what you're
doing. I almost have it.
I think mine looks more like a crane.
Do it again. Do it again. But yeah, we didn't have to set up any plates and silverware. I was very concerned about that. But we ate any food that was like lying around. That was kind of crazy.
Wait, what?
We would go in to clean out a room and there would be food there, and they would just start eating the food that was there. Like if there was a buffet set up, they would just eat whatever's left of the buffet.
Oh, okay, but not off just people's plates.
No. It was food that wasn't touched yet. than we think. Well, most of the time, so much waste. You know, these people have these conferences and they set up all this food and water, and you walk in and it's over, and they didn't touch a thing. It's like, why did you spend all this money? Because you know it's not cheap.
Oh.
So why did you spend all this money to set this room up, and then you're not even going to use the food we give you? I will have to eat all your Snickers bars.
That would be a good one to find. Yeah, just start those home. And
I found that the first day and didn't touch anything because I was too scared. I walked into a room and had all this soda and all these candy bars, and I'm like, I can't eat any of this food. And then I find out later, like, oh, yeah, if it's there, eat it. Like, damn it. Because, I don't think that's company policy. I think company policy would be like, nope, they didn't eat it. You have to throw it away. They paid for it.
Right.
You didn't pay for it. I'm like, I don't know.
I'll still eat it.
Yeah. Either way, I don't think I can do the part-time. It's just not going to work out.
At my job, sometimes I'll open the wrong bottle of beer on accident, and then I'll just drink it. And
good
nobody
idea.
Says a word.
But there's nobody there. Sarah's home. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
She's already walked away. She doesn't want to listen to our nonsense.
Yeah, she's been dealing with people, talking to her all day. She doesn't want to come and listen to two more idiots.
Three idiots.
No, I'm talking, I'm talking about you and Adam.
Oh, what a dickhead.
I like that. That was funny.
Sarah says it was
Sarah, come in here. Tell us. Come here. And Sarah Martinez is just walking around. Sarah, come here.
Sarah, oops.
No, yeah, that's fine. You can actually put on my headphones. And you
here,
can talk.
No, here, you can put in this earbud right
you
here.
Can put, yeah, you can put in one earbud. All right, and welcome to the program, Sarah Martinez, Dave's wife.
Hello.
What's up?
Sorry, I guess I was waiting to hear Adam say something, but I guess he is not saying anything.
Oh, so hold on.
No, I did say something.
Can you hear him now?
Can she not hear me?
Oh, okay, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, I was like, I've been talking.
I'm sorry. Exciting radio.
I know, right? How exciting. I was bummed because they used Cody, and I didn't get to listen to it yet.
I knew you'd be bummed. I'm sorry.
Did you listen to it, Sarah?
I listened to some of it, and it was pretty amusing.
Yeah, unfortunately, Adam, I...
Or do you think that when Mikey and I bust Dave's balls all the time?
No, that's kind of funny.
He sets himself up for it.
He gets so mad, too.
I know. I think that's why it's so funny.
Right?
Yes.
If he wasn't mad, we would have stopped long ago. Right, but since he gets all upset about it, we're always like, oh, here we go.
If he was like laughing along, we're like, oh, this is fucking stupid. Let's move on.
Worst radio ever.
That's what I'm going to do from now on. I'm just going to laugh. Ha ha ha.
No, see, now we know better than that.
Ha ha ha. All right, okay.
That was
silence. Did you
so,
guys like
Sarah,
that?
Explain. Tell us how bad work
Sarah,
was tonight.
Sarah, tell us if she ever got pulled over and given the breathalyzer.
Sarah, have you ever been pulled over and gotten a breathalyzer test?
No. Did you guys already talk about that?
Yes, you'll have to listen to it.
Oh, okay. I don't think I can.
Nothing happened. I got the breathalyzer.
No, it's not you. It's because it's just we're three people sharing one set of headphones, basically.
it's this
mock setup.
It's this adapter that I'm using. I can't. For some reason, this isn't the one I normally use.
Oh, look, old name tags from jobs you don't work at anymore.
Get your hands out of my bullshit.
Dave has a drawer of name tags from jobs he doesn't have anymore.
That was a drawer that I had when I had the job. Well, we should probably start wrapping this up. Mikey's going through my name tag drawers, and it's getting late. But
if we're talking about name tags, it's not.
I've got a lot of name tags. I've almost every single job I've had has had a name tag.
I've never had a job with a name tag.
Starting with my first retail job until today, every job I've had has had a name tag. Mikey, have you had a name tag?
A couple times. Yeah,
I have not had one.
What have you had? ID cards?
Yep. They got me in the door and all that good stuff.
Well, my last two jobs have had ID cards to get me in the door. But let's see, for Warner Brothers, for Train Store, for Spencer Gifts, for the Disney Store, for Schmee World. That's all. All sorts of name tags. I will not respect.
Why do you refer to a Schmee World?
I won't respect them by saying their name.
Oh, but you'll keep their name tag.
It's part of my history.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
I also have almost all of my uniform shirts from at least one of my uniform shirts from all of my former jobs.
Do you really?
Yep. I've got shirts from Warner Brothers, Train Store, Dappy, Spencer's, Disney, and I have a SeaWorld shirt, or SchmeeWorld shirt as well, just because I had to buy one. But, all right. Well, it's late.
It is.
And hopefully...
Time to call this a...
Time to wrap this one up. Hopefully this podcast was interesting to people.
Mm-hmm. I think it was.
If not... Well, we got to figure out when we're going to do our next one because I have to. I think I have to work this coming Sunday night.
Okay.
So we may have to do. What about Monday night?
That could probably work.
We can probably do another late one. Mikey, are you available Monday night? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do when you leave? Are you still going to do this?
Oh, I don't know. I have to buy stuff for it. Maybe. Yeah.
You won't have to buy anything.
I got to buy a microphone.
That's your microphone. You bought that.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
All right. It's all yours, my friend.
I shouldn't have told you. I could have just kept it.
Yeah.
$10 microphone. So you've got a microphone.
I got to buy Skype.
You don't have to buy it. Skype is free.
Really?
Free? Yes. Mm. You have to download Skype. We can do that before you leave to make sure you have it.
Well, I got to get a new... Yeah, we can do all that stuff. All
right. So, and Adam, will you still want to do this after Mikey's gone?
Oh, yeah. I like podcasting. It's fun.
I think it's fun, too. I enjoy the camaraderie and conversation.
Yeah, me too.
And hopefully it's informative. Well, I've got a song to end our show with.
Is it the Dick Tracy theme song?
It's not. It should have been.
I wish it was.
I know. I wish it was. Whatever it is, I can't see it, but I wish it was the Dick Tracy theme song. Don't you, Adam?
Do you want me to? I can get the Dick Tracy theme song. Right now I have Public Enemies 911 as a joke.
That one's good, too.
Because I thought that was funny.
Yeah. It's all good to me.
Yeah, well, fine. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Don't forget to download us on iTunes. And please, if you listen to this, please, even if you think we're mediocre, just give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
5 stars, because we need the cred, the street cred.
Oh, we definitely need street cred.
You can email us at our email address, which I don't know why I can never remember. I can't even spell. awoapodcast@gmail.com. You can go to our Facebook page, Another Waste of a Podcast. It's our Facebook page. There's we've got the space for fans.
That's right.
And give us ideas and things we can talk about. I'm going to start posting this on the Adam and Cody and Adam and Mikey Drink Around the World page. Maybe that'll bring up
build up some.
Yeah, maybe something will happen for there. But until then. To our 6 listeners, and we have 1 listener in Turkey. We found out about.
Nice.
We don't know who it is yet. They have not come out. But please, if whoever you are in Turkey or whatever place, United States, that we don't know you, please send us an email.
And, Lips, you're dirty. You need a bath.
And we're leaving you with a little Public Enemy 911. It's a joke. Good night, Adam.
Good night, Mike.
Good night, Mikey.
Good night.
See yous. They can't feed the tray. I know you stumble with no use people. If your life is on the line, then you're dead today. Latecomers with the latecomers touching. That's a body bag in disguise, y'all. I'll bet ya. I call them body snatchers cause they come to fetch you with an autopsy ambulance just to dissect ya. They have the team cause they swing amputation. Lose your arms, your legs, and limbs, compilation. I can prove it to you, watch the rotation. It all adds up to a fucking situation. So get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo, town. Get down. Late 911, where's the late clown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo, town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late clown? Every day they don't ever come correct. You can ask my man right here with the broken neck. He's a winner to the job, never being done. He would have been in full effect. The late 911 was a joke, cause they all were joking. A day to talk until your life when it's broken. They need to be in a pawn shop on them. 911.
The doctors huddle up and call a flea flicker. Reason why I say that, cause they flick you off like fleas. They be laughing at you while you're calling on your name. Or through the stream, so go to limp. Thinking you are first when you really are dim. You better wake up and smell a real flavor. Cause 911 is a fake lifesaver. So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. Get up and get down.